stock pick this evening, gents?
SA government bond.
Why, so nice, I said last week I'll safe as houses.
I'll feel a bit better in the following week. Getting a good yield. I still hope that the future is better than the past in South Africa. And if that is the case, you'll make a half-decent return out of this, relatively safe. You know, we're not going to default on our bonds in the medium term.
You don't think that's a possibility for South?
If we don't change it, it is a possibility longer term, but not in the medium term.
Okay. So
we've still got a long way to go until we actually default there, a long way. We're heading there, and we hope we change the boat, but it's still a long way off.
Okay, so R207, for example, it's a long-term, a long government bond. Long-dated bond.
Yeah, I'm going for NVIDIA, which is a semiconductor. Just look at it again. It was one of these that ran up, came down quite heavily. That's a bit of a short chart, and that came down, but it's starting to pick up again as well. I think that they were hurt with Bitcoin, you know, when the mining stopped, and they were well placed for development there, which hurt them. But a wonderful company, and they make the right kind of semiconductor that you need for gaming and for all the developments that we're going to see, autonomous driving, all of that. So there's upside. There's still some upside in this one. And I still like, I'm getting very bullish on what we're going to see next year in tech spend.
Okay. David, Wayne, thank you for joining us. Glad you're feeling a bit more chipper, Wayne. David Shapiro is from Sassaman Securities. Wayne McCurry is from F&B Wealth and Investments. And we'll be back with Stockwatch tomorrow night at 7:30. Have a good evening. We'll be right back.